Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Here is your morning brief for Wednesday, April 10th. I'm Luke Vargas for the Wall Street Journal. Ratings company Fitch has revised down its outlook on China's credit rating to negative, citing uncertainty around its transition away from property-reliant growth, as well as wide fiscal deficits and rising government debt. The move, which came as Fitch reaffirmed China's A-plus credit rating, offers mixed signals about the state of the Chinese economy heading into the second quarter and beyond. A veteran Boeing engineer has filed a complaint with federal regulators alleging that the company dismissed quality and safety concerns during production of its troubled 787 Dreamliner jets. The quality engineer claims that in 2021, he observed Boeing using shortcuts during the 787 assembly process that placed excessive stress on important joints on more than 1,000 planes. The concern is that those errors could reduce the plane's lifespan and could be difficult to detect. In response, Boeing has said the claims are inaccurate and that the company is confident in the safety of its jets. And Chinese electric vehicle maker XPeng is gearing up to sell its cars in Hong Kong via a dealer partnership with Malaysia's Sime Darby Motors. XPeng's shares rallied 7.7% after the announcement, with the EV maker due to make its Hong Kong debut in mid-May. The news comes as XPeng entered the Malaysian market last month and also announced a new partnership covering Thailand. Stock markets in Asia have ended the day mixed, while European shares are gaining in morning trading, and U.S. stock futures are little changed ahead of this morning's inflation report due out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. And we have got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.